Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net.
Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. Here are your hosts, Jonathan Milligan and Bob Loddick.
How do you get your blog to the next level? Maybe you've been blogging for a while and you just feel stuck. You look at your analytics and it just doesn't seem to move. Well, today I'm going to give you four essential questions to building a blogging platform. And I believe as you begin to really answer these four questions, you'll get out of that rut and you'll begin to add more value and grow your blog. This is Jonathan. I'm your host with the Blogging Your Passion podcast, where we help you to discover your passion and learn how to earn money blogging about it. So today we are going to answer these four questions. But before we do, we want you to know that this podcast is brought to you by Blogging Your Passion University. Right now there's several hundred students going through the courses, and it takes you from beginner, and I mean very beginner, all the way to an expert, really turning your hobby into a business if that's your desire. So you can check out our courses at bloggingyourpassion.com/university. So let's get into the heart of today's topic. And that is four essential questions to building a blog platform. It takes time to really build a successful blog. But I'm going to share with you these four questions. I want you to write them down and I really want you to think about them. The first two questions I give have a gap in between them, where the last two questions fit in. And this will make sense as we get into these questions. So let's jump right in. Here is the first essential question that you're going to have to nail. And the question is this: who do you want to help? Another way to say it is, who is that tribe? Who is the tribe that you want to attract to your blog? Can you get clear? Can you see a clear picture of what that active seeker looks like? Being able to have a clear mental picture of the type of people you want to help can really help you to gain the confidence to provide products, services, all of those things. And of course, that's down the road. But getting real clear right now on who do you want to help? What are their struggles? What are the things that they battle on a daily basis? Do they have any long-term goals, short-term goals? What are the obstacles that they're trying to overcome? You know, I recently went through this process with my career coaching practice. You know, I've had the blog for 4 years. It's consistently grown over time. Sometimes it's flattened out. Other times it's grown beyond what I expected it to do. But I still am always reevaluating, who is that tribe? Who are these people? The people on my mailing list, the people who comment, the people who come to me, what are they searching for? And so I'm always capturing what my audience, who that person is. What are their main struggles and challenges? And there's many ways that you can begin to do that. If you have an email list, you can simply reach out to them, ask them to reply and tell you what their struggles are. You can do this by reading through your comments and looking through the specific blog comments and seeing what people are saying. Anytime you get an email, you need to put it away, put it aside, store it in some way, store it in Evernote, keep it, flag it in Gmail if you use Gmail as your email client, and really begin to pay attention to the questions that your audience has. But you got to get clear on who you want to help. And see, this is very important because I think what happens a lot of times for many bloggers is they just start a blog and start talking about themselves instead of thinking about adding value. Now, if you're working on projects and you're teaching somebody how to do something, or you're showing them how to solve a problem, you're creating how-to tutorials, that's fine. But just talking about your day or what you went through in your recent trip, you're not going to attract that bigger audience because the blog has become more about you and less about them. It's important you realize that blogging is really about them. You get to share your passion, but you do it in a way that adds value to others. So you've got to answer this first question: who do you want to help? That leads us to the next question, which is, how do you help others? And you have to really get down to the essential ways that you can help others. And that may have to do with your strengths. Maybe you're very good at writing. Then you need to think about how you can consistently create content that answers questions that your tribe has that surround your passion. Or maybe you say, I'm a better person with audio. Get behind a mic. Well, then maybe you need to focus on helping others through your podcast or your podcasting. But either way, whether it's video, audio, text, essentially what you need to do is get right down to the core message. What is the core message that you have that if someone reads your blog, if someone buys your product, if someone subscribes to your email list, what is the core message that you want to get across? I'll give you an example to help you. When I think about my career coaching practice, here is my core message. I help unhappy career professionals build a powerful personal brand around their passion so they can stand out in a crowded marketplace. Now, why that sentence was a mouthful, there's several key phrases in there that mean a lot to me personally, and I know help others. Being able to stand out in a crowded marketplace is more difficult today than ever before. So if I can deliver content, helpful tools to help people stand out in a crowded marketplace, that's a win. It's a win for me. It's a win for my tribe. You know, another example is what I do with self-productivity. I have another podcast, the Simple Life Habits podcast, and the real core message that I want to send to be a help to others and add value to them is this. I help busy professionals work less, do more, and live with greater focus. That's the core message that I want to deliver. Now, it's just not what I made up, but it comes from going back to who do I want to help, their challenges and their struggles. Now, I want you to picture those two questions to be on the edge of two cliffs with a great gulf in between. And there's no bridge to cross over between the two. So way over here on the right, we have our tribe, who we want to help. I want you to picture all these people standing on the edge of this cliff, and they need help. They want to get over to where you are. You're on the left side. You have a core message. You have a gift. You have a passion. You have some value to deliver to them. But it's never going to happen as long as there is a gulf in between. So get this real mental picture, okay? The two primary questions that I'm going to deliver to you now is what builds the bridge between the two. So here is the first one. Question number three, in the first bridge builder, how do people find out about you? See, it really doesn't matter how much you're over here talking if you're just talking to yourself. You have got to be strategic and think about how people are going to find out about you. You know, Pat Flynn has this saying that I think is a great saying over on his blog and his podcast. I'd encourage you to check it out at smartpassiveincome.com. It's two words: be everywhere. Now, for some people, that is a challenge because you think it's hard enough as it is just to start a blog and then get on social media. It is a process. But as you begin to grow as a blogger, you will find out that expanding your influence and jumping onto new channels isn't necessarily as overwhelming as you might feel right now. But the truth is, while you're building your core message and you're adding a lot of value, and you have clarity on who those people are, they have to find out about you some way. In fact, I'll give you a practical example that might be helpful. Blogging Your Passion actually started in a community forum. Some of you listening right now are probably familiar with 48days.net. 48days.net is a community of people who want to discover what their passion is, and they want to discover work that they'll love. And it comes from the book 48 Days to the Work You Love, written by best-selling author Dan Miller. He's been a guest on the show. You can go back and listen to our podcast interview in iTunes and listen to our conversation. But blogging your passion didn't start as a blog. It actually started over there. And we started adding resources and information and answering questions about blogging and what we were doing with our blogs. And then after a few hundred members were a part of our group, Blogging Your Passion, inside of 48 days, we went out and we launched the blog. So we brought our tribe with us. So one effective way is to go find your tribe. Go to where they're already hanging out. That's one way that you can build that channel. You can build that bridge by intentionally going to where they are. You know, some other effective methods is obviously social media. Podcasting is a great way to find that more people can find out about you. In fact, when I launched my Simple Life Habits podcast, I was shocked. In the third month, I actually had more podcast listeners downloads that month than I did the previous month on my blog. So these are all, not all of them, but a good majority of them are brand new to what I'm doing. So podcasting can be a great way to have people find out about you. But in order to build that bridge, you got to go back to those two words: be everywhere. How can you take the content you're producing and put it in more places? For instance, if I write a blog post, could I do a video with this post and then put that on YouTube? Could I take the audio from that and make it and turn it into a podcast? When you begin to think about ways that you can syndicate your content, that you can expand your influence, that's when you begin to have more and more people find out about you and you build that bridge. But there's another essential question that you're going to need if you're going to keep people around. You know, attracting them and helping them find out about you is great, but how are you going to keep them around? And that is with the fourth question. How will you build community? How are you specifically going to build community? Now, I'll be transparent with you. This is something on my Career Coach blog that I really didn't ever put any attention to. And I think in some ways, it stunted my growth where I could be further along. I didn't ever ask myself this question. I figured if I've got a bunch of these blog posts that I've written that are gaining all this search traffic and people are buying products or they're wanting to do coaching with me or they're buying some of my services, all is well and good. But I had no strategy whatsoever. I had a big goose egg in this category. I had no bridge building when it came to building community. Or you could say it this way with two words: build trust. See, attracting people is one thing, and it's very important that you're constantly attracting new people to your blog. But you've got to build trust. Now, you can build trust in the comments by answering people's questions, not seeming distant, returning emails, answering people's emails and their questions. Those all do help to build trust on a little basis at a time. But what can you specifically do to build community? I don't know. It could be have a forum that's connected to your blog. You certainly don't have to, but that's one way. Another way that we've effectively done this recently is we've actually created a Google Plus community for blogging your passion. Last I checked, we had a couple of hundred bloggers in that community, and people are helping one another. Bloggers are asking questions when they get stuck, and other people are jumping to their help and answering those questions. And it's just a really neat community that I see being built over there. Another way you can build community is offer free webinars. Allow people to connect with you personally. It's one thing for someone to kind of connect with your message when they're reading a text. It's an entirely different emotional level when they hear your voice, when they can interact with you, when they can ask a question in a webinar and you're available to answer that question. So webinars, especially free webinars, are great ways to build community with people. So those are just a few of helpful ideas to get you started. And I don't want to belabor these four questions, but I really want you to think it through right now. Take out a piece of paper. On the far right side, write down the question, who do I want to help? And try to get specific. It's okay if you want to get very specific to age group, to type of person, struggles, challenges. Not that everybody's going to fit into that, but it's good to start with the ideal. Now, on the left side of the paper, ask the question, how can I help others? What is the core message that I have? It's the elevator pitch. It is stating your promise, stating your message very clearly and distinctly in a sentence or two. How are you going to add value to others? I will add value to others by in stating it out there. And then in the middle of the paper, stacked on top of each other, you've got these questions. How do people find out about me? What are those channels? I have a blog, I have a Facebook page, I have Twitter, I have a YouTube account. I list all of those things out. And list out some things that you feel like you need to start towards. You need to start a podcast. You need to start a YouTube channel so that more people can find out about you. And then answer the all-important question, how will I build community? How can I build trust? What are some ideas for building community? And begin to brainstorm these things out. Now, if you want my personal help, feel free to reach out to me at jonathan@bloggingyourpassion.com. I'd be more than happy to give you some pointers, tips, advice, feedback on your answers to these four questions. But these four questions, I believe, are essential to building a platform. Now, you noticed we didn't talk a whole lot of detail about making money. Making money will come as a result of doing these things. I believe that the more that you get clear on who you want to help, what you have to offer, how you're going to deliver it, and how you're going to build trust, it's going to become a natural thing to begin to build products that people will love. And that'll come as a result of answering these four questions. So there's your challenge. I hope it's helpful to you. I hope this gives you some hope and direction. Maybe you feel like I did when I was starting out, and even after I've been blogging for a while, that I had a zero, a goose egg, didn't have a clue how to answer some of these. It hadn't even crossed my mind. And I hope you'll begin to put these important building blocks into your blog. So until the next podcast, this is Jonathan. Go out there and blog your passion.